From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. You can learn more at peakauto.com or buy it today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com. Planning a summer road trip? Well, Advance Auto Parts is here to keep you confidently on the road with free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation at most stores ensures you're never stranded by a dead battery while you're on vacation. Free wiper blade installation helps maintain clear visibility in any weather, and free engine coat scanning pinpoints potential issues quickly so you can travel with peace of mind. Drive safely this summer with Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at advanceautoparts.com.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Remember, every Thursday morning, 10 a.m., we tape our show to come to you on the weekend, usually, on most stations. But if you want to get a hold of us on Thursday at 10 a.m., all that information is right there at thecarshow.com. Our email, our phone number, our credit card numbers, my social security numbers on there, I believe. Pretty much anything you want, Dan. It's all right there at thecarshow.com.
Right, and give them your cell number to call anytime.
Here's my pager. I want to remind everybody real quickly here that we're brought to you in part by Clarios, the world's largest maker of automotive batteries, including AGM batteries. AGM batteries are built to power vehicles with increased electrical demands like GPS systems, heated seats, backup cameras, and more. You can learn all about AGM batteries right there at autobatteries.com. Let's start with an email here, Dan. This person has a Toyota Avalon, 2006 Toyota Avalon, 342,000 miles on it. It says when it's cold, it misfires, and it generates a random misfire code. When it's warm, it doesn't. It says also sometimes idling, the RPM goes up and down, a bit up and down. I realize the car needs to fully warm up to drive it. He's thinking that the low RPM with the gas lightly pressed, I can hear the car running like it's drowning. Recently went to a friend's house and I wanted to leave at night. I cranked the engine and it won't start. I called a mechanic. He went to the trunk, and when I cranked the engine, it fired up. I don't know what this is, to be honest. He says, I have codes related to the VVTi system, but the car sounds healthy. I changed the spark plugs. With OEM Toyota spark plugs, changed the MAF sensor, everything he bought from the dealership, none of this is helping his misfire and his codes.
Okay, and you know, naturally we get an email like that or even a phone call where there's that many miles on a vehicle. We have no idea what maintenance is performed on the vehicle over time. But anytime we get a misfire on cold, we have to remember that the vehicle is in what they call an open loop situation. In other words, there's predetermined fuel settings. The computer really doesn't take over to make any adjustments until it warms up and reaches a certain temperature. So That's why he said it goes away when it warms up. So anytime we get into a situation where we have these misfires, I always think about combustion chamber deposits and intake valve deposits. Okay. Intake valve deposits are actually in four or five different layers. The upper two or three layers are real soft and fluffy, and then of course under that are real hard. So he's going to be an excellent candidate to have a total fuel system cleaning. Okay, and what he can do if he's a do-it-yourselfer, naturally you can do the simple things like pouring a fuel system cleaner in the fuel tank. Now, what I would recommend on that, because of the miles, and even though this is it's a fuel system cleaner for emissions and the fuel system, that's CRC's product, the Guaranteed to Pass. But why I like it is because it's a very strong solvent. In other words, you know, it's going to restore performance. It reduces, you know, emissions. It's going to save you gas. And this is a pouring thing. But what he needs to do, you know, naturally he can go to his favorite parts store like Advance Auto Parts, and he can buy the CRC throttle body and air intake cleaner. Okay, this is where you can clean the throttle body. Yep. And then I know he mentioned that he purchased a mass airflow sensor, but it's still not a bad idea to get the mass airflow sensor that CRC offers, the cleaner, and clean that too. And then on cleaning the throttle body, that's where the air enters the engine. You could even take something like a, you know, do this, of course, on a cold engine not running. You may need a helper to unless it's a drive-by-wire car, to hold the accelerator pedal down so you can clean inside that throttle body. And also the CRC product about the intake valve deposit cleaner. It's an aerosol can, and this sprays right up into the intake manifold. And this is where you'll need a helper. They'll have to hold the idle, you know, up to about 1500 or 2000 RPM, the engine RPMs. And you give it like about a 3 or 4 second burst each time until the can is empty. Okay. And then when the car stalls, you let it hot soak for about an hour. You will not believe the difference, what's going to happen. Because again, very, very often, this eliminates a lot of the misfires at cold. Now, the other thing that I'm a little concerned about is he said that he had a variable valve timing, VVT codes within the system. Again, I don't know repair history. A lot of cases, the solenoids don't fail electronically, but they can plug up over time. So the good news is that, you know, our friends at Dorman Products offers, again, Advance Auto Parts, they offer variable valve timing solenoids that he can replace. Not too bad of a job on this, but what they'll find out is that when you look at the new one, look at the new Dorman product in your hand, you'll see that there's a fine mesh screen at the bottom of this. So what can happen over time with mileage, especially on that vehicle, it can get plugged up. And as it gets plugged up, it's starving for oil. And that's where the service code may be set for that. Or he did mention, or she mentioned, that the engine was quiet. There still is a possibility that the timing chains could be stretched over time. But, you know, let's be
start with the cleaning.
Yeah, let's be cost effective and do what we recommend and you know, have them call or email us back with the results.
Please. We always like to hear follow-ups about how stuff works. And it always does work, but it's always nice to hear somebody call and say, hey, it worked.
Right.
Diesel owners know, take care of your engine and it's going to return the favor. Hotshot Secret formulates additives that help prevent problems and boost performance. Diesel Extreme cleans injector deposits while EDT increases fuel economy by up to 7.3%. It's scientifically proven by third-party testing. Add Hotshot Secret at your next fill-up to get the most out of your diesel. Hotshot Secret products are available nationwide at AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Walmart, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and online at hotshotsecret.com. Clarios.com. Did you know that one out of every three vehicles worldwide is powered by Clarios? They're a massive global force of energy storage, bringing advanced battery technology to the everyday driver. We recently caught up with Clarios Product Portfolio Director Troy Hanke to talk about the accelerating transition to AGM technology. Troy touched on the engineering behind AGM batteries.
AGM batteries, or absorbent glass mat, use advanced fiberglass separators to absorb the acid, which creates a safe and spill-proof design. They also maintain internal compression and even acid distribution, improving durability, vibration resistance, and long-term performance.
Because today's vehicles are packed with advanced electronics and essential driver and safety features, understanding modern battery technology is critical. Matching your vehicle's power demands with that right technology is the key to avoiding unexpected breakdowns. Don't wait for a dead battery to leave you stranded. Visit autobatteries.com to keep your car reliably powered for the road ahead. Brake operation is a critical part of vehicle safety. CRC Industries, the makers of BrakeLean, is proud to offer a number of products for brake-related service and repair, like CRC synthetic brake and caliper grease. Used to reassemble both disc and drum brakes, it resists moisture and will not wash off. And CRC Celeramic Brake System Grease is a synthetic dry film ceramic lubricant formulated to reduce brake noise and vibrations. You can learn more about these and other great products at crcindustries.com.
Back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
I want to remind everybody that we are brought to you in part by Advance Auto Parts. From a slow start to a streaky windshield or a surprise dashboard light, Advance Auto Parts is there to help you. You can visit any store for free battery testing, free wiper blade installation, and free engine code scanning that makes all your maintenance very, very easy. And I want to tell everybody, while we're talking about the nice people at Advance Auto Parts, Dan, they have given us this wonderful 73-piece roadside emergency, diehard roadside emergency toolkit in its own portable tote to give away. And we talked about it last week. I had some issues with my technology. I don't want to say I'm an old guy that doesn't know how to use technology, but I think sometimes that's starting to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got it figured out, posted on Facebook so you can see. I got pictures up there. I put a little video up there of me showing the pictures of what it is. It's a really, really cool diehard 73-piece roadside emergency kit. It's worth like $63. It rolls up in a little ball, so it's easy to store and keeps everything organized. You don't have a bunch of stuff rattling around the back of your car. And it's diehard tools. I mean, it doesn't get better than that in my world. Diehard is the name brand when it comes to auto stuff, right?
Oh, it's been around forever.
Yes. So go to Facebook. Our Facebook page is The Car Show Radio Show. Somebody else had swiped The Car Show from us, and we don't want to talk about them because they're bad people. But The Car Show Radio Show is our is our Facebook page. And look at the video. Just comment on the video. We'll throw your name in a hat. Cindy will take the hat off my head, pull the names out of it, and she will choose a name. And we will send you this very, very cool 73-piece diehard roadside emergency toolkit. And if you want to look at it, just go to advancedautoparts.com and search it. It's really, I want one now. I may buy one if everybody doesn't enter and nobody wins it. I may invent an alias and send it to myself.
Well, you know, one of the giveaways we had of the same item was back in the spring of the year. And yep. I'll tell you, it was pretty amazing that the gentleman that received it called us back. He was a very happy camper with that. And yeah. I was surprised because a lot of cases, people will receive something or a gift. You never have any follow-up, at yeah. least with him. You know, I think he lived in Southern Florida and does a lot of commuting, and he was very, very, very thankful for that.
Yeah, and it's handy to have something that it rolls up like those chef knives you see on TV. It rolls up into almost a cylinder. So
yes.
It's not rattling around, and it's easy to port. It's very portable, and it's got all the tools you need. It's like, I mean, I'm surprised nobody thought of this before Die Hard, because this is an amazing, amazing tool set.
Well, and what I like about it, and this will just give you an idea, since it's in that roll-up pouch, we'll say you do have a flat tire and you need to use it. That's an item that you can actually roll out on the back of your trunk lid without scratching anything, and everything's exposed to you. And you know, that instead of having it in a plastic box or just laying around, I mean, that's one of the features I liked about it.
Yeah, and I never even thought about scratching my trunk lid. When it's an emergency, that's the last thing I worry about. But you're right. You roll it out. All your tools are right there, right in front of you, available, and you just pick and choose and put them right back, roll it up, throw it right back in the trunk or under there where you got your spare tire, right in the back of the car. It's great.
Yes.
So what's been going on in the shop this week with you, Dan?
Well, you know, always a lot, but I like to get it back down to basics so it's understandable. I don't want to get too technical, but I had a 2016 Ford Edge, 260,000 miles, you know, except for one little problem with it. The customer was complaining about a intermittent check engine lamp that would illuminate. So naturally I started with the basics and I scanned it out and it had a service code of a PO420 and a PO430, which was bank one and bank two catalytic converter efficiency. So with that many miles and not knowing the history on it, I always recommend, you know, if anything, you know, if even if it may not fix it, it does help is using CRC's guaranteed to pass emissions system cleaner. And, you know, that's one of the things that they even have right on their packaging, that it helps clear out that nasty check engine light for the PO420. Well, gave her that, installed it, poured it in. She ran it for a while and she says, you know, it seemed like, you know, the light doesn't come on as frequent, but I did notice that I have a lot more get up and go. So I went a little bit further into it, checking it out, looking for intake manifold leaks using a machine that's a smoke machine. And what the smoke machine will do is you can check the emission control system and pressurize the system, or do it where, you know, you've heard this before, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yep.
So in this case, everything was pretty much sealed up. And I said, well, this is a stumper here. So I decided to do the test using my scan tool and came into the fact that I was actuating all the sensors and solenoids that control the emission control system. And I found an internal leakage of the canister purge valve. This mounts right on top of the intake manifold. And what it does, its purpose is it'll take the unburnt fuel vapors from the emission control system and it reburns it through the engine. Well, the computer's supposed to control that and turn it on and off. Well, this item failed mechanically, not electronically. So there was no trouble code for this. So the good news is that naturally I, you know, used my phone and called up Advance Auto Parts and told them what I needed. And they said, well, we got a, you know, Motorcraft one here. So I don't know if I want a Motorcraft part for this. And they go, well, why? You know, it's original equipment. I said, well, I said, I like using a lot of the aftermarket products, mainly because of the fact that it's equal or better than, but in this case, it has a better warranty. A lot of the manufacturers on these parts will only give you a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. And I don't like that. I don't want to see this vehicle come back again if it fails.
Yeah.
So called Advance and Standard Motor Products had the kit that I needed. It came with the grommets and the sleeves and everything that I needed for the replacement, and easy installation. And the best part about this is it was about half the cost of an OE solenoid purge valve, and the warranty's better. And we'll see what happens, because this was done Tuesday, beginning of the week, and we'll see if I have any reports back if she has this problem, which I know it's fixed, because checking the old one, applying vacuum to it with no electrical power, it was leaking. So it was an internal leakage. So don't think that you don't have a bad component within the vehicle, especially emission control systems, if you don't have a service code or a trouble code.
Right, and that's the interesting thing about this to me is it failed mechanically, so it wasn't throwing the code you were looking for. So you had your knowledge of how the car works, what the parts are, is what led you to this. It wasn't like you could just get the code and go, oh, it's that problem.
Right. Well, and I knew there was a leak there, and I knew that the catalytic converters were operating efficiently. at the higher speed, but at the idle, we lost it a little bit. So, it's a simple thing.
Right.
Customer is happy so far. We'll find out, it's
so far, knock wood, right?
Yeah. So, but bottom line to all that, Standard Motor Products, have been around. I remember even, working for my father 50 years ago at a service station. I mean, that Standard has been around forever.
Yes. So. And I know that one of their tags is everything's in the box. So you don't have to worry about little parts that are here and there. Everything you need is in that box when you buy a Standard product.
Right. And that's why I mentioned in the beginning there that, the rubber grommets and the sleeves and the O-rings, everything was included in that kit.
Yeah. Where if you buy something else, everything's not going to be in that box. And you might have to make another trip back to Advance Auto Parts to get the other things you need.
Right. Or any other issue, I've seen it already too, that you can buy a component from the manufacturer, from the dealer, and you, instead of buying just the part you need, you have to buy the hoses and everything else.
Yeah.
And that's where Dorman comes in. Dorman Products has the OE fix. And a lot of cases, you don't have to overbuy what you don't need.
And that's the bottom line, is saving money and keeping your car moving forward.
That's correct.
And that's what Dan does best. I will tell you that flat out. Dan's the master. Compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. You can learn more at peakauto.com or buy it today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com. Planning a summer road trip? Well, Advance Auto Parts is here to keep you confidently on the road with free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation at most stores ensures you're never stranded by a dead battery while you're on vacation. Free wiper blade installation helps maintain clear visibility in any weather, and free engine coat scanning pinpoints potential issues quickly so you can travel with peace of mind. Drive safely this summer with Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at advanceautoparts.com.
The Car Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. Remember, the best way to get a hold of us, all listed at thecarshow.com, and all right there at the top of the page. Very easy to see, very easy to find, and very easy to get a hold of us. I want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by CRC. If your engine hesitates, idles rough, or wastes fuel, the problem could be a dirty MAF sensor. CRC MAF sensor cleaner removes harmful carbon to build up, restoring airflow for smoother idling, quicker response, and an overall better performance. You can learn all about that right there at crcindustries.com. We always talk about chemistry, Dan, and what I like about anything when I talk to you about this is I know you use this stuff. You use it, and if it doesn't work, you're the first one to go, that really didn't do anything. But the people that are sponsoring our sponsors, this stuff is great, even to the point where Casey just sent you a new product, didn't they?
Right. Yes. In fact, I had an opportunity to use it, because I don't like talking about anything unless it works.
Right.
And in this case, I had a donor car, one of my customers with a 2004 Toyota Camry, four-cylinder engine. A lot of miles, hundreds of thousands of miles,
oh, wow.
Of course, never serviced the cooling system. So he had a complaint. He had a complaint that he could smell coolant, but not see anything on the ground. So doing the initial cooling system inspection, I said, man, you're due for everything. So what did we do? I said, let's start off. We're going to do a cooling system flush using the K-Seal Flush all-in-one cooling system cleaner. And conditioner. It's everything all in one. And, when you use this product or any products, you just don't, pour it in and then run the vehicle. In this case, you want to drain the cooling system, which I did. Mm-hmm. And then you should see how bad the coolant was in the bottom of the drain container, which is unbelievable. You know, run it, let it idle for, I went a little bit longer because it was really dirty. I let it idle for about 30 minutes with the heater at full blast.
Okay.
Let the car cool down. I'm starting off with a clean container again, and you should see the stuff. I mean, you know, white sludge and corrosion. It was just a wow. bunch of goop. So completed the rest of the flush coming through, made sure that all the chemical was out of the system. Then I started off, of course, as usual, you know, go to Advanced Auto Parts. I bought the Peak coolant that's designed for that vehicle. I ended up at the same time, I wanted to told them, you know, this many miles, you don't remember when we're going to use a Motorrad thermostat. Always when you do a flush, you should change the thermostat, mainly because they only last for about 20 to 25,000 cycles. And they, you know, they can fail two different ways. They can stick open or they can stick partially closed. So he ended up getting the full ball of wax here, you know, between the flush and the thermostat and the coolant replacement. And he asked me, well, did you find the leak? No, I couldn't see the leak, but he could, you know, the odor
smell
was there.
It, yeah.
So what we ended up doing in the shop is I also used K-Seal's pour-and-go cooling system sealer.
Yep.
So he got the full package across the deal. So just like the other 2016 Ford Edge that I did at the beginning of the week, he's going to give me a report back and see if that coolant odor goes away. And I know it will. You know, older vehicles like that, you know, is it worth, you know, on a 20-year-old car, if the cylinder head gasket is leaking, is it worth at that time putting the money in? No. But to spend, you know, a little bit and get this done, and if that eliminates the problem, you can go another 300,000 miles on the vehicle.
Sure.
With proper maintenance. That's the key. Whether it's your cooling system, whether it's your, you know, your alignment on your car, your tires, your any of your fluids. I mean, that's one of the items that a lot of people neglect, and it needs to be done. That's it. Just get it done. And at even at this time of the year, I want to bring up too, especially on this vehicle, a lot of these older vehicles still have the normal flooded acid batteries.
Oh yeah.
And you know, the batteries, you know, with the electrolyte, what can happen is that they can actually cook out and boil the electrolyte out of it. So, you know, you need to keep an eye on that so you don't have a battery that fails, or if you're close to it, you know, you can always go to autobatteries.com and buy the same battery or go a step up, you know, go with an enhanced battery, or even if it's offered for the vehicle, go with a glass mat battery. They're more, a little bit more money, but in the long run, it's going to last 2 to 3 times longer than a standard battery.
Yeah. And that's worth the money. You get what you pay for.
So, you know, bottom line is he came in for an odor and he ended up getting a new battery, but it was needed, you know,
right.
He, you know, looking at the date coding on the battery was already 5 years old. And he says, boy, I thought I just changed that. I go, well, time goes by fast.
You did just change it just 5 short years ago.
Well, you know, to keep in mind too, if you ever see a lot of these battery sales that are going on, be aware too, because you have to remember today when a battery is manufactured, it's working the day they manufacture it. In the old days, I remember, you know, growing up in the automotive industry, that you would get a battery and you would pour the electrolyte in it, and then you would have a charger that would activate that battery, so it was fresh. So just because you're getting a good deal on the battery, even though it still may be under warranty for 3 or 4 years, that's, you don't want to go through anything if that battery's already 2 years old. No difference if it's sitting on the shelf or sitting in your vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, they go bad. They degrade over time.
Yeah, everything does. And let me ask you this, Dan. It's something I've been thinking about. Half of the country right now is horrifically hot. I mean, it's brutal hot. Is that going to affect my battery?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Is there anything I can do? Because I mean, let's just talk about me, because, you know, it's all about me. But my car sits outside. It's not even inside a garage. Is there something I should do that could help protect my battery if it's outside sitting in this heat? Or is that, I'm just sort of at the mercy of the weather?
Well, in your case, your battery came from the manufacturer with a glass mat battery. So they're a little bit more forgiving than what a lead acid is. So in your case, not really. But a lot of the, you know, the biggest thing, and, you know, all these battery failures that happen in the fall or winter months, you know, the damage happened during the summer months because it's the heat and vibration that will destroy a battery.
Yeah, and that's what I'm kind of worried about is just, I knew it was the heat and the vibration, and the heat right now it's just extreme. It's horrible.
But Brian, look at it this way: you have a 3-year, 36,000 mile warranty. Does it matter?
Yeah, but if, say I have an older car and I have the lead acid battery, is this going to affect it more than just a normal summer? If it's this extreme heat, is there something I can do? Or am I just sort of, like I said, am I just sort of at the mercy of the weather and you just got to deal with it?
No, well, look at it this way. Mm-hmm. When it's hot out and we'll say you do have a lead acid battery where, mm-hmm. you know, you still can take the caps off and look at the level on the inside of the battery. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that the alternator is working more. You have the air conditioning on, the heater blower motor's going, mm-hmm. everything's going. So what's going to happen is the electrolyte, or we'll call it the water or whatever inside, mm-hmm. literally will boil out because of the heat. Okay. So it's a combination of everything. So not every battery, you know, they have a lot of maintenance-free batteries, like an enhanced battery or an AGM. There's, you know, you can't check it. They're vented, but there's no way of you.
Right. I'm thinking of people with an older car who has that lead acid battery. Should I be checking that more often when it's real hot?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, especially now, you know, this is car show season. Yes. I mean, every time you look, I mean, especially all these old cars out there. Yeah, they're prone to, you know, having more of a problem than anybody else because, you know, they do have that style of battery. Farm equipment, you know, older cars, more and more you're seeing more glass mat batteries and enhanced batteries where they're maintenance free.
Yeah, and that's nice. I mean, I love that I don't have to. It's one of the things I don't have to watch on my car, except for the age of it. But I know there are a lot of people still, and there are a lot of other equipment that uses the lead acid battery. And just as an example, my wife has a wheelchair. It's got a lead acid battery built on it. And that's what I'm thinking of is like, I need to keep an eye on that.
Sure.
Because it's really, I mean, look, it's really hot out there. I hate to say that because it sounds like everybody complains about the weather, but nobody does anything. But it's very, very hot. And I thought about that the other day on the way to work. I'm up at 2 in the morning and it was still 85 degrees. And I wonder if this is affecting my battery, you know. But being the AGM, I knew I had a lot more leniency, I guess.
Right. And, you know, and there's a lot of people, too. We always forget about this, you know, with tires.
Yes.
We have all season tires and all weather tires. All weather tires, you know, if you're, we're 90 degrees or 100 degrees temperatures. If you still have your, we'll call them your winter tires or your all-weather tires, they have a tendency to wear faster because of the compound of rubber. Don't get me wrong. You can leave them on, and a lot of people do because of the cost of maybe having two different sets of tires. But, you know, if you do have the all-weather tire, and you can identify that with the little three peaks on the sidewall that will tell you if you have an all-season or all-weather tire.
Let's dig into the tire situation a little bit on the other side.
Did you know that one out of every three vehicles worldwide is powered by Clarios? They're a massive global force in energy storage, bringing advanced battery technology to the everyday driver. We recently caught up with Clarios Product Portfolio Director Troy Hanke to talk about the accelerating transition to AGM technology. Troy touched on the engineering behind AGM batteries.
AGM batteries, or absorbent glass mat, use advanced fiberglass separators to absorb the acid, which creates a safe and spill-proof design. They also maintain internal compression and even acid distribution, improving durability, vibration resistance, and long-term performance.
Because today's vehicles are packed with advanced electronics and essential driver and safety features, understanding modern battery technology is critical. Matching your vehicle's power demands with that right technology is the key to avoiding unexpected breakdowns. Don't wait for a dead battery to leave you stranded. Visit autobatteries.com to keep your car reliably powered for the road ahead.
with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
I want to remind you guys one more time, everybody listening, head over to our Facebook page, The Car Show Radio Show, there at Facebook. There's a little video of me showing you the Die Hard 73-piece roadside emergency kit we have from Advanced Auto Parts to give away. Just comment. You don't have to put a name. You don't have to put an address. If you comment, we will reach out to you when we draw your name out of the hat. And you could win this $63 Die Hard 73-piece roadside emergency toolkit, which is it's one of the coolest things I've seen. And honestly, Dan, I'm really... You know, I'm probably the least handy guy on the planet. I want this toolkit bad.
Well, I know you do. That way your wife will have something to use. You
know? Look, don't tell me you can't fix it. I got the toolkit for you, right? But yeah, if you head over to Facebook, The Car Show Radio Show on Facebook. And I mean, who wouldn't want one of these toolkits? I just think they're really... A diehard cool toolkit on top of that. It's like,
well, I'm disappointed because I don't qualify.
Yeah, me neither. I've thought about, you know, giving Cindy an alias and say, Cindy, enter and we'll split it. We'll each have whatever half a 73 is. I can't do math in my head. We were talking before the break, we were talking about the heat and your tires. Now, I was telling you where I park, I come down this ramp and I scrubbed the side of the tire on the wall as I was coming down the ramp. And my first thought, in all honesty, was as hot as it is that going to affect my tire? And do I really need to worry about this? And I got to be really careful. How is there a way I can protect my tires? I'm not sure I can, other than driving safely. When it gets this hot, it's got to affect my tires, right?
Right. Well, just like anything, you know, the proper inflation.
Okay.
Alignment is critical. And in age of the tire, you have to look at it that way. I mean, depending on, you know, you always want to look for, you know, any sidewall cracking or dry rotting. I mean, there is a Julian date code on the side of the tire. It'll give you an idea on how old your tires are and when they were manufactured. But, you know, we also want to keep in mind for this week, you know, it's it's a National Tire Safety Week.
Oh, yeah.
So, yep. So, I mean, that's been a thing that you think about a little bit. And, you know, again, you know, alignments are critical and the way you drive and how you drive, if you drive aggressively. One thing we have to remember with all the EVs out there, because of the amount of torque they have at each wheel, that's another area of concern, too, that you want to make sure that your tires are properly inflated. The other issue, there's a lot of people, especially in our region, that, you know, have all-weather tires. Mm-hmm. And of course, all weather and all season, you know, it's two different things, but we have to remember that all weather tires, you know, when you're above 45 degrees or so, you want to make sure that you pull them off because they're designed with, you know, a different specialized tread rubber, you know, to survive the snow and the ice.
Right.
And they will wear out quickly. And when they wear out, they get noisy. And,
oh, okay.
And they're not cheap. So, you know, if you do have the all-weather tire, which you can identify that type of tires, it'll have mountain peaks, three peaks on it.
Okay.
And then, you know, then if you get into the, you know, the so-called all-season tires, it's a little bit different because the rubber compound is different. So, again, you know, if a lot of people, they'll put them on and then, you know, have to buy all-weather tires again because they wear out in a couple of years. But, you know, most people will have a summer tire set and, of course, a winter tire set. That would be for the people. And it doesn't even matter if it's front wheel drive or rear wheel drive or all wheel drive.
Yeah.
You know, people use them. Depends on, you know, the region and where you're at. And, you know, another thing about safety and tires, and people don't realize that, mm-hmm. It used to be like 5/32 of an inch to check tire depth. Remember, they used to do the Lincoln penny test.
Penny in. If you see Lincoln's head, you need a tire.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's been changed a little bit more.
Okay.
You know, so it was 3/32. Now it's 5/32. And you have to remember the tread or the grooves in the tires is how the tire is designed to push water through so your vehicle doesn't hydroplane, and also to get the snow out so it doesn't get clogged up in the tires. But, you know, that's all important. And, you know, we say this before, what stops your car? You know, a lot of people say, well, my brakes. Well, yeah, your brakes do, but really what stops your car are the tires too.
Yeah.
Having worn out tires can really diminish the way your vehicle stops, especially at highway speeds.
Okay, so is there a quick rule of thumb, like you were saying, it's not the Lincoln penny anymore. Is there a quick way for me to check those treads?
Well, you know, you can go to Advanced Auto Parts and you can purchase a tire depth indicator, a tread depth indicator, and they're a couple bucks.
Okay.
But it's pretty obvious. You look at the amount of miles you have on your car, and I know some people that do a lot of road driving, they'll come back and say, yeah, I've got 80,000 miles on my car, and I look at the tread on that. Well, the problem with that is over time, it's called heat cycling. So you're driving, it's 90 degrees out, the tire gets hot, it cools off. It gets hot, it cools off. So what it comes down to, I've seen many tires, replacing tires or repairing tires, that the tread actually looks shiny. The compound is real, real hardened. And I'll say that you have greasy tires. And a lot of people will notice that. They'll say, you know, I got a lot of tread on my tire, but in the rain and all that, it seems like I spin the wheels. Well, that's because of the fact that they're hardened because of heat cycling. Time to change them.
And that's important to know. I don't think a lot of people probably wouldn't think that. They, if you look at the tread and it looks fine, but there's other stuff too.
I have some vehicles that that are 12, 13 years old that the customer doesn't do a lot of driving.
Mm-hmm.
And, may have, 80,000 miles in the car, and the tires can look new because of proper rotation and that. But in reality, they're already 10 years old. And that's a safety thing.
Yeah. So it's National Tire Safety Month or week. I'm sorry.
Week. Yes.
How often, let's just go through the basics then. How often should I be rotating my tires?
Every 6,000 to 8,000 miles, more frequently if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle. Sometimes a manufacturer will say every 5,000 miles on an all-wheel drive vehicle.
Okay.
The average is 6 to 8, especially to the point that it's been, I have people who come into the shop that don't rotate their tires, and you'll find out that, this all-wheel drive stuff only works when there's wheel slippage. It's not all the time. And they'll say, what do you mean I have to buy four tires? There's only two that are wore out. Well, you have to match the diameter of the tire. As a tire wears, it gets smaller. And that's going to affect your power transfer unit, your ABS. It affects everything because you can't have, different size tires when the gear ratio is one thing. You can't have the front differential working against the rear differential. So, again, that's why it's so important to, rotate your tires more often because it'll save you money. And, same thing if you have winter tires. When you store your tires and are on wheels, don't stack them. You want to make sure that they're properly inflated before you store them and have them upright. Don't have them horizontal. Have them leaned up because that way, you're not going to create any problem with the weight and the stress on the tire.
And I would have thought it would have been the reverse. I would have thought you would have stood it up, but you were saying lay it on its side. Okay.
No. Do not lay it on its side.
Okay.
You want them straight. You do not want them horizontal.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it's always, for the tire maintenance, we'll call it a checklist. Check tire pressure, check the tire tread, rotate your tires. After a little bit of a time, you may notice that you have a little bit of a quiver. As your tires wear, you may have to have the tires rebalanced. And always, at least once a year, have the alignment checked. There's a lot of places out there that if you don't need the alignment, you're not going to get charged for it. And always don't forget about the spare. Make sure there's enough air pressure.
Absolutely. Nothing worse than having that roadside catastrophe and your spare's flat too.
That's right.
Been there, done that. It's awful. All right. Well, that's some great tips, Dan. So happy National Tire Safety Week.
You too.
Compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. You can learn more at peakauto.com or buy it today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com. Planning a summer road trip? Well, Advanced Auto Parts is here to keep you confidently on the road with free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation at most stores ensures you're never stranded by a dead battery while you're on vacation. Free wiper blade installation helps maintain clear visibility in any weather, and free engine coat scanning pinpoints potential issues quickly so you can travel with peace of mind. Drive safely this summer with Advanced Auto Parts. You can learn more at advancedautoparts.com.